Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. All sorts of great stuff that you and I have been dealing with all day. I mean, we're having some good fun, right? I'm still taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. People weighing in on exactly what they think Mr. Kimmel will do this evening. And I also asked if anybody would be watching. I haven't found a single person who's weighed in and said, oh, I'll be watching. As I shared with you, I'll be doing exactly what I've done for the 15 years he's been on the air, ignoring him as much as possible. I just think he's terrible. And I can't imagine that anything he does tonight is going to change that. I will also say this before we chat with Craig Peterson. I think what this does is it simply lays the groundwork moving forward for Disney to say, we're not going to be renewing the deal. That's all. And Kimmel may go and find another platform. I don't know. Are you still even going to bother with a late-night show? I mean, look at the numbers. The people aren't watching them. And if you were going to do it, maybe a guy like Shane Gillis would be the way to go. Funny guy, I would say an equal opportunity offender, if you will. All right, Craig Peterson, who, as you know, is our go-to guy on all things interwebular, all sorts of security issues and tech issues and I look at his newsletter each and every week, and I am, what's the word I'm looking for, Craig? Terrified. Yeah, terrified would be the word, because every week, my friend, you've got another reason why we need to go back to slate and chisels or something like that.
Chalk, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to keep up on, and that's what I try and do. You know, it can be scary, but I try and help people know what to do. Mm-hmm. And my featured article this week that I wrote, called Attackers Steal Microsoft 365 Logins.
Yeah.
This happened to a client of mine about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And now the FBI's come out talking about what it's all about. And this is a caution for everybody, whether you're a business or not. Here's what happens, Jeff. The bad guys here, obviously, they want access to your money. And they want to hose whatever they can out of your account. So what they'll do is say, how can I get access to your Microsoft account? Because, unfortunately, most businesses use Microsoft. They use Office 365, et cetera. So Microsoft, if you're ever logged into your email on Microsoft, you know that it has a screen that comes up and asks for your email and your username and maybe a multi-factor authentication code, right? Depending.
That's right.
They're enforcing that a lot more nowadays. So what's happening is these hosers are sending you just kind of out of the blue. You click on something and up it comes that looks like a Microsoft login page. And you say, well, I didn't do anything with Microsoft, so you close it. Mm-hmm. And it comes up again and again and again and again. So that people who already are frustrated by having to give one of these two-factor authentication six-digit codes, those people are now throwing their hands up, saying, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
And then they're into the account. And that's what happened to this company. Ugh. And they used the account to send out a few thousand emails before we caught them and shut it all down. Wow. But now you have to go through the whole process of sending emails out to all of those people, yep, who receive the emails, right, who are in your senders, in your contacts, and say, mea culpa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what does that do to your reputation? And it's very, very frustrating, and it's happening a lot right now. So there's the latest way they're getting into our accounts and ultimately our bank accounts, because guess what? When you log into your bank, they want to send you an email or a text,
yep,
and they'll know what bank you have by looking through your email, yeah, because there's probably an email in there from the bank, and they may be able to get right into your account. So this exhaustion technique that they use, you can't fall for this. Unless you specifically are trying to log into Microsoft, just close those pop-ups that come up that look like Microsoft.
That's it. Just close them, ignore them. Doesn't matter how many times they come up. Just forget about it. That's it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's kind of scary, but, you know, we'll see what happens there. Now, here's another good one. Google has started silently tracking your iPhone, where you're going, what you're doing. Yeah, Forbes has a great article on this one. you know, remember when we thought this clearing our cookies would make us kind of invisible online? Yeah. Well, Google's pulled a real fast one here on iPhone users. They've already been doing this on Android forever.
Oh.
But they've quietly brought back something called the digital fingerprinting. And what digital fingerprinting does is Apple's trying to keep your information private. So they assign a number to you. They make it so that it's hard for the sites you go to be able to identify you. Right. So what Google came up with is this great idea. Well, I can ask your iPhone, I can ask your Mac, I can ask your Windows computer, what programs do you have installed? Now, ostensibly, that's so that, you know, the website can then give you information pertinent to what you have installed or,
sure,
you know, use something installed. Right? It makes sense.
Right.
But what Google's doing now is they're looking at it and saying, okay, well, he has this, that, and the other thing. He has this type of iPhone, this much memory. They're able to identify you almost uniquely out of everyone in the country just based on those statistics.
Oh, my God.
And Google said they would stop doing it. They did. And now they're doing it again. So I've got the link in here as to what you can do to turn off Google's ability to look down on everything that you're doing and identify you uniquely.
May I ask a question, Mr. Peterson?
Go for it.
Why are the Google people such flippin' liars?
They are. You remember it used to say on their website, don't be evil? That was their slogan. They removed that years ago.
Yeah, well, the new t-shirts say, just be evil. That's what happened with them, right?
Yeah, it really has. It's a crying shame.
Ugh.
But they are, you know, they wanted to be the resource for all knowledge on Earth.
Yeah.
And you can see how, well, that could be helpful, right? You ask Google a question, you get an answer.
Right.
But they've decided that they can make billions of dollars by selling our information to not just marketers, but they're selling it to governments. They're selling it to anybody that will pay. So being able to track you as an individual is a huge profit item for Google, and that seems to be all they care about.
What's the benefit, as I asked Craig Peterson, let me remind everybody, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com is the website to get signed up.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Up for the weekly newsletter. If I am the Chinese Communist Party and I'm looking at Google or some other company that aggregates information and they are willing to sell me all this information, is it identifiable? Does the Chinese government now say, oh, Peterson? Oh, yeah. He bought three pairs of shoes last week. Let's do this. Or is it just some person somewhere who meets your general characteristics, 6 feet tall, painfully handsome, that sort of stuff?
Yeah. If you have enough data, you can figure out who someone is.
Okay.
And that's what they're doing here. They talk about anonymized data that's used in various types of studies, et cetera.
Right.
There's been all kinds of studies on that anonymized data, all kinds of studies showing, guess what? We can de-anonymize that data.
Oh my gosh.
So the answer to your question is yes, they can identify you individually. And in fact, that's what a lot of hackers are doing now too. Now, some of them buy data from these data brokers, aggregators, but a lot of them do it themselves based on data that's available on, if you will, the black market on the dark web, put it all together. So they can now send you one of these things that looks like it's a login for Microsoft or a login for your bank because they know what bank you're using.
All right, I'm going back to the first thing I said this afternoon. I am going to go back to a chunk of slate and a chisel, and then that's it. I don't have to worry about any of this stupid technology robot overlord stuff, right? I should be able to live in the world like that.
Yeah, you'd think, and it would be nice. Yeah. Those days are behind us. The federal government, isn't doing anything about it. Businesses look at it as a profit center, so there's no way they're going to do anything about it. And we're willingly carrying around these tracking devices known as smartphones and giving it all the information they could ever want.
Jeez, man. And if nothing else, at least now hoity-toity Apple folks know what it's like for the rest of us who are droidians, right? I mean, if they're doing it to you, they're doing it to everybody. That's the philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are ways to shut it down.
Okay.
And, so that's what that article is this week in the newsletter. Apple has easier and better ways to shut it down more completely than Android does.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes. But I can still shut it down, right? And is it easy enough for me? Or, I mean, my limitations in the world of this stuff.
Well, both Android and Apple allow you to have an ID. An identifier,
okay.
And you can change that identifier from site to site.
Okay.
And there are some things you can do for privacy on Android. There's a few apps that might be worth doing, but be very, very cautious because in the Android world, particularly if you're side loading, you might just be doing the Chinese government or hackers a favor. If it's free, you are the product.
Well, on that happy note, Craig, I'm going to see what me as a product would fetch on the open market. I don't know. Maybe I could buy that Apple phone I've always wanted. And
there you go. There.
Remind everybody where they go for this newsletter and all these tips, please.
All right. Lots of tips. Cracking the code this week. CraigPeterson.com. You can sign up right there on the homepage. CraigPeterson.com.
You are the best. I thank you for being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. And don't get totally scared off. I get it. I mean, the reality is that it is easy pickings if you're you. No, you are. Yeah, you and I are both easy pickings, and that's the thing that Craig is always on top of, and Craig is always saying, hey, look, here's a little help, here's what you can do over here, and tremendous resource when you get that newsletter. It's free. Some people get scared, well, Jeff, if that's free. No, Craig has got a major internet operation. That's how he pays his bills. Believe me, he's doing just fine, and he is one of those guys who said, well, I do want to give back. I do want to help people. I'm going to come across every week with a couple of tips, a little insight, and I have just loved this newsletter for the years that I've been subscribed to it. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.